shadows long against the wall. Wish that I was 10 feet tall for you. As we close another day, I think of all the many ways we fall.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to all of you that are connecting in this moment. We are here to celebrate the Giving Tree, the heart, the opportunity to think about how we could give and receive. Today, we're going to shine a light on food, water, and shelter, inspirations and ideas of how you might want to get involved with others that are creating solutions here on planet Earth. Now, what's most fascinating to me is that there have been many epochs on planet Earth where we lived in tribes, and those tribes were typically pretty small compared to our urban sprawl that exists now. And a beautiful thing existed in those tribes, in some, maybe not all, but they took care of one another. They helped meet the needs of one another, and whatever the tribe agreed upon, that's the system that they had in place. We have moved a little bit into really like the caveman mentality, the survival of the fittest, and are not as authentically concerned about other people. We may stop and buy some food for a homeless person, but we don't want to take on the burden of these large-scale problems that we have. However, rather than looking at them as problems, I look at them as opportunity for all of us to rise up and do better. And imagine if we all took a little time out of our day to somehow give back to our communities. And it's not always going to be in material objects. Sometimes it's going to be doing some work. Sometimes it's going to be to investigate what is needed, what is wanted, so that you can start to create and catalyze the change from within. And that's why it's beautiful to maybe look at your existing neighborhoods and see what's going on and see what your community wants right there, and then be a living, breathing example in one location that maybe could be replicated someplace else. So what we're going to do is, that song was by Riley Etheridge, Pilgrim's Dream. We're going to listen to that right now and in its entirety. And as you listen to it, just take a moment to breathe into that heart space. Do some heart breathing and ground down to here and think about maybe how you want to give back locally. If you already are, maybe how you want to deepen, enrich it, or follow through in maybe additional directions or with additional depth and intimacy with the existing way that you're serving. And when we come back, we're going to look at some inspiring things that have transpired from people, places, and things here on planet Earth.
Shadows long against the wall. Wish that I was 10 feet tall for you. As we close another day, I think of all the many ways we fall. In the not so distant past, men were true and built to last through all. Now as boats arriving at the dock, hopeful pilgrims held in stock and all. For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. All the years of sacrifice, prisons of our own device, it seems. Well, the walls will crumble down when we, the power of enduring dreams, unleash. as we take another chance, faith in newfound circumstance in all. Will the leap of faith that brings us here hold us through the many tears to fall? For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way, will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong.
That was The Pilgrim's Dream by Riley Etheridge Jr. We fortunately have an upcoming interview to share with all of you with him about his most recent album release, The Straight and Narrow Way. So when we think about dreaming and then connect to the earth, food, water, and shelter, I thought this was an appropriate way to dive into this segment. This is a quote by Black Elk, and these are the words he spoke after he was given the sacred pipe by the white buffalo calf woman. And he said, "The earth is your grandmother and mother, and she is sacred. Every step that is taken upon her should be as a prayer." So I don't know what more needs to be said than that. There's such a beautiful, powerful meaning behind that. So when we step forward and think about what's possible within giving and food, water, and shelter, I recently became really inspired by a design that I saw on the internet, one of the social media sites, and Abir Sikale, apologize if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. I actually reached out to do an interview. Sikale, she created these weaving shelters for disaster relief using pattern fabric. And these homes are just incredible. They're basically look like geodesic domes, and they work both in extreme heat and cold. And they have this ability to glow at night. What I love about this design is that here's a beautiful, beautiful, just gorgeous design that has the opportunity to help in such an easy and beautiful way. So these shelters, Weaving a Home by Jordanian-Canadian designer Abir Sikale, purposes a disaster shelter for refugees that is based on temporary huts of nomadic tribes. So again, we're back in this tribal structure. The use of the structure fabric referenced ancient traditions of joining linear fibers to make complex three-dimensional shapes. The resulting pattern is easy to erect and scale into various functions, from a basket to a tent. The project incorporates technological advances and new methods of assembly of the material, envisioning a system composed of durable plastic members that are threaded to form a singular unit. These flexible envelopes fold across a central axis with the hollow structure skin, enabling necessities such as water and electricity to run through it, similar to a typical stud wall. So if you look at the pictures, I've included some and created a link below. And the whole idea of having these structures there with flexibility is really powerful. And she shows the units in cold and hot weather. And this gives people a place to be contained. And sometimes in disaster relief, that's what we have, extreme weather. So the reason I wanted to share this is that we have all these different opportunities to create shelter for others. And if you think about it, in the past, we would never allow anyone to be homeless. We would never allow our society to get to such dis-ease as it is today. We would make sure that our tribe is healthy, because what happens if one person is completely out of balance in our tribal setting? That creates a disruption. And that's what we have here on planet Earth, a lot of disruptions. So as an inspiration and an action item, if you enjoy architecture and structure, you might connect to this design. There are many existing organizations where you can go and do work on vacation to help build homes. One is Habitat for Humanity, and interesting enough, there was a local in northern San Francisco, Wilbur Springs. They recently had a fire, and they are looking for help, and so that might be an opportunity if you like to build to help out there. In addition to the mudslides, both these links are there, that occurred in Washington. They will be rebuilding there. So again, a great way to give and lend a helping hand. This is what we would do in the past. So as we contemplate this a little bit more, we're going to listen to another song by Riley from his new album, The Straight and Narrow Way. As you listen to it, think about how you cultivate service through structure. And then we'll come back and talk about water and food.
All the pain, the misfortune, the devil we know parlay, the nagging doubt, the time will torture, faith that we have to face. Dysfunction. Forgive my sinful way. Do as you please. 'Cause at this junction, I'll take this leap of faith.
Album, The Straight and Narrow Way. Just completed a beautiful interview with him. Looking forward to sharing it with everyone in the next week. So if we think about shelter and ways that we might want to help within our local communities. We can also look out and help others that are in need right now. As mentioned, you can connect to the link below for the community in Washington that lost many of their homes and physical members of their families in that community and will need to rebuild there or somewhere else. In addition, Wilbur Springs in Northern California, a healing sanctuary and preserve, their hotel burned down, and they will need to rely on community to help them rebuild that structure. So those are two ways that you can reach out and help with shelter right now if you're inspired to be of service from that heart space. Another beautiful organization that I just connected with is Water for People. Everyone forever sounds good. So their goal is simple, water for everyone, and we'll invite them to be sharing more in the near future. You can click on the link below. And what they're doing right now is they are focused on creating permanent water coverage for everyone forever is challenging. But what they're doing while they're doing this and why they're doing this is so that it decreases the dependency on water aid. And then guess what? If you don't have dependency on water aid, you won't have dependency on food aid, because if you have some of these clean resources, you're healthier, you can be growing food. So this is how they're doing it, and this is listed on their website. Water for People collaborates with the IRC, International Water and Sanitation Center. And this is important, that sanitation aspect is really important. This is how we keep disease and illness down. And water and sanitation for the urban poor to target districts in defined geographic regions for an Everyone Forever program. That means bringing water to them. Success is defined as every household, every school, and every public health facility clinic in those regions having access to improved water and sanitation services. Financial, physical, and operational investments are made by local and national governments, community residents, and other organizations to address current and future challenges of water systems and services. Eventually, target communities won't need support from an international water agency ever again. So this is inspiring. That sentence alone is super inspiring. Development agencies monitor field results for at least 10 years. But the monitoring capacity and responsibility are firmly embedded within the communities and government. Data and results are publicly available to everyone. Everyone Forever programming grows from full coverage at district levels to national level and beyond, freeing countries from water and sanitation aid dependency. So to me, this is empowering from within and addressing a need, an immediate need, that food, water, and shelter. So if you're inspired, connect to what they're doing, do your research, investigate, read their stories, and you can take action. You can do more than just contribute monetary dollars. You can take action with them on their projects in the field if you so do choose. So, water for the people. Now we're going to head over to the area of food. See, if we have our needs met, food, water, and shelter, guess what? We're a happy society. So a movie that's out there about this gentleman, One Man, One Cow, One Planet. If you have the opportunity, one, you can support what he's doing by just purchasing that film. It'll support a filmmaker and his mission. He's gone around the world teaching biodynamic permaculture concepts and helping small communities in India and in different places around the world to regenerate their soil, regenerate their crops, and move away from genetically modified food and increase the yield of their vegetables, their fruits, and what they're able to offer their local community. The movie explains it all, and it's a simple, simple solution and very effortless to start regenerating soil and putting the power back in the community, allowing them to be self-sustainable. Again, moving away from having to ship food in. If we can have communities growing their own food, they don't have to rely on imports and exports. Yes, this changes some of our global dynamics, but hey, there's plenty to do in all our local neighborhoods. So this is the giving and the opportunity to work with our hands, reach out into our local communities, see what our needs are, see how we can improve upon what our system is. For example, if you are aware that your local water and sanitation organization isn't as eco-friendly or mindful with how it disposes of waste or how it treats and prepares the water and delivers it to communities, you can get involved. You can start asking the questions and help find solutions that make sense. If you're aware of communities around the world, they might not know of solutions. They may not know of some of these organizations. You can connect dots. That's another great way to be of service. The same way with farming and growing food, you can start in your own backyard, and from there you can share with your neighbors and then see what the ripple effects are. What we're going to do right now is we're going to sign out from this segment with a moment just to take a pause and a little bit of reflection on what food, water, and shelter means to you. We're going to listen to a song called Sacred Earth, and this song is an opportunity for you just to connect to the earth and all she provides and how you would like to relate to her and to the world around you. As you do, you can take this as a little brief respite, a time to breathe in and out, a time to be still. This is a longer segment, so it's a perfect meditation, a perfect way to end the day or start the next moment. Until next time, this is She signing out. With a soft gaze, a full heart, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.